Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Harmony Foundation podcast series. I'm real excited today to have Joanna Lilly with Lilly Consulting out of, is it Gunnison, Colorado, which is how far? 2 hours? 3 hours?
From Denver, it's about 3.5.
3.5 hours. Well, we're really grateful that you took the time to drive over the mountain to come and visit with us here in Estes.
Thanks for having me.
We're looking forward to talking with you a little bit about your consulting practice. But before we do, let's talk a little bit about you.
Yeah.
How'd you get into this field?
It's truly a like 12 plus year journey. And to try to sum it up quickly, I worked in wilderness therapy for 6 years, as field staff mostly, and then kind of course directing, wanted to become a therapist, went back to school to get my master's in counseling, which I did. But it was while I was getting my degree that I had my first exposure to what are now college students, the young adults, that population, and realizing how thick this epidemic was. And so instead of going back to work with adolescents, which I had done for so long, and knowing too that just because they're 18 doesn't mean that they aren't still an adolescent at heart, all of a sudden though, there's a lot of changes. And so I just kind of veered off. I worked in higher ed for another 5 years, coaching students on academic probation mostly, doing some experiential work, and then also serving on a suspension deferral treatment team. And long-winded is that through my last like 2 years in higher ed, I just realized that I didn't want to work for a college because it is very much a business. And I didn't want to work for a program because there are a lot of really great programs. I wanted to work for that young adult, the entire family system, truly, and get them connected to the appropriate continuum so that they are actually stable and or sober and on this path, right? Mm-hmm. The direction to their own purpose, not a societal go to college is what you have to do now kind of path, but
really finding out what their passion and their desires are and really helping them find those. Because
exactly.
I think we've created this expectation for young people that they have to, I don't know if maybe it's changing, but it feels like my generation was very much about you graduate from high school, you go to college, you get a job, you find a family, whatever that looks like, and you just stay.
Yeah.
But it seems like that world has changed a lot. And while there still is some of that expectation, it's not what it used to be.
Certainly not. I do think that there, where you live geographically does play a difference. I mean, I grew up on the East Coast, and so that is still instilled, right? Education is so important. Where you go is so important. Getting the degree, like, you know, pick yourself up by your bootstraps, that still exists. I appreciate being in Colorado because I do think that we're almost out of that sphere, and we're kind of leading the charge of, like, you know, college isn't going anywhere. You can certainly figure it out, but, like, make sure you're happy and figure out what your path is. And if college isn't that, then okay, right? Do your thing.
It's interesting because the other thing that I've learned about this process, as I have my own teenager that's going to be graduating in a year, is this idea around the pressure that our kids are under now, where they have to, you know, check all of the right boxes in order to get into school. And half the time, they don't even know what they want. They're not emotionally ready. They don't have the emotional intelligence yet to be able to make those kinds of decisions, which can be life-changing.
Absolutely.
And so what you're talking about is really giving them some space to really kind of formulate their ideas and try a lot of different things and not be, and I think it takes a big responsibility for, and I say this as a parent, to step back and give them the space to do that, because obviously our generation didn't think that way. And so I think we're going to find less people failing out of school and feeling like they're floundering if we give them the time to really explore that. And it's great that you offer obviously the insight to families to help them see that. Which I'm sure that alone is a challenge because we're coming to our own biases around it, but also giving permission for our young people to be able to, like, really explore what their true passions are.
Absolutely.
So you really function to bridge as a gap for families who are oftentimes in a tremendous amount of crisis. And we've seen that a lot on the phones where families feel really sort of stuck in this quagmire. How is it that you work with families when they call you? What is it that you're ultimately trying to do for them when they're reaching out?
I think navigating this entire process, right? So here's the science behind it all. When you're in crisis, you can't rationally think, or it's really hard to rationally think. In addition to, you're probably working a full-time job. You might be also taking care of other children. I mean, like, there's so many complex features to this. And all of a sudden, you're in the thick of this crisis. How can we trust who we're calling? where do we even start with who to call? I mean, it's such a gamble. And when you think about the financial investment in treatment, it's not like we're all made of money. So when you think about like, this is a lot, right? This is my insurance, or this is coming straight out of my pocket. You want to make sure that you aren't missing the mark from the get-go. So typically when families are finding me, it's because they're at a place where either they've already done a little bit of the research themselves and they're really overwhelmed and they haven't been fortunate enough to get connected to an appropriate program yet, or they just know right off the bat, I cannot do this. I need somebody to help me. I need somebody who's objective, who's seen the space, met with the clinicians, and can continue to be a part of the process. That's the other piece too, is that I'm not just this referent of here's this program, go here, go do your thing, and then kind of salute them off. Like, I'm actually kind of doing this parallel process with them, staying in touch with the clinical team, the case management team, so that day one, once they're in this program, we're thinking longer term, right? It's not just, okay, good, you're safe here for 30 days or however long that program is. We're thinking about this titration, right? This continued stabilization, the continued recovery, and not just for that young person, it's also for the entire family.
Yeah, what's interesting about that too is, first of all, you doing your due diligence is so important, and I appreciate that you do that, because we know that there's a lot of people out there that just throw referrals out to the wind and they haven't taken the time to really visit yeah. and see the program. But also recognizing that there's a lot of changes that happen in organizations all the time, and so
always.
It's not just about going and doing that one-off visit, but really connecting and staying in touch, because
yeah.
people move on, new people come in, processes change, and that's
Absolutely.
Where a lot of people find themselves getting stuck is
right.
You've created an expectation of what you want, and then you find out things have been turned upside down.
Right.
So I think it's great that you function in that capacity as an advocate for families, because they
mm-hmm.
certainly need it in this industry especially.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of different areas that you focus on in regards to how you help navigate for families. And you talk on your website about a college success coaching component
mm-hmm.
of what you do. Can you describe what that means?
Yeah, so it's just my experience when I worked in higher ed was one of the hats that I wore was truly coaching students. A lot of them were already in this reactive state of, I've kind of dug myself in a hole, how do I get out? And so having worked with a lot of, or at least tried to work with a lot more students on the proactive end, if there's somebody transitioning from high school into college and they have pre-existing mental health concerns, or there's already self-medication, this is where I am not an affiliate of the university, so it takes off this pressure or stigma of like, oh, I'm having to see this person. And I can kind of coach them through what to expect, right? And before they even step foot on campus, already navigating what is on campus in terms of resources, and not just what's on campus, looking at kind of the surrounding community. Okay, great, you had this therapist in your hometown. You may not be able to continue that, you know, relationship while you're studying 2,000 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And so how can we already get you lined up with a therapist who's going to not just trained in the same modalities, but have that relationship. And then if you're also factoring in insurance, there's a whole
mm-hmm.
other, like that's another conversation in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But these are all things that I'm kind of coaching this young person through. And although the parent's the one who's really saying, can you help my son or daughter? Then I make it really clear to them that they're actually the one, like this is their journey. And I'm just kind of there to help them so that, yeah, you are going to stumble and fall, but how are you going to navigate that? And I've become kind of this liaison too, to make sure that when they stumble and fall, it's not this immediate text message to mom and dad, I hate it here, bring me home,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't tell anybody anything, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden they go home at the end of that first semester with a 0.0 GPA
mm-hmm.
after having told their parents, everything's great,
mm-hmm.
I'm making so many friends,
mm-hmm.
and realizing that, like, it's not working out.
Right, right.
So,
and I'm sure the shame around that is even
it's
more intense.
It's so thick.
And the family's expectation about that person's success, too. So it's great that you function as, like you said, a liaison between the family and the young person.
Yeah.
So we always like to get to know the person behind the program. So I'm going to ask you a couple of personal questions if
sure.
you're okay with that. If you had a giant billboard and you could put any phrase or saying on it, what would you want it to say?
Yeah, I because of who I work with, right, this like young adult, like in the thick of it, I really think that this billboard title speaks to the young adult and the parents, which is the expectation of just college can wait, right? It's really simple, right? I know that we are so driven to say, like you were just saying, like at 16, at 17, you're supposed to know what you want to do with your life. I definitely did not know I wanted to do. I was not emotionally intelligent myself. And so I had my own hiccups when I was in undergrad. And I think that, you know, 10 years later, I was in a much different place. And, you know, I wouldn't change my experience for the world, but knowing who I work with, I just wish that I could explain to them, you know, to their former self, not even 3 months before they went off to college, like, college can wait. Just if you hear that, and same to parents, college isn't going anywhere.
Right. And it's a lot of unnecessary stress at a young age that's not even really, I mean, they can do that later.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
And if I were to offer up the word harmony, what do you think it means to live a life in harmony?
I love that. It just immediately makes me think of singing. And again, thinking about my clients, how so many of them are, you know, to kind of use that metaphor, they're tone deaf, or they've got multiple songs playing at once, not in harmony, or they're trying to sing and, you know, everybody's on different pages. I think that's really the idea of harmony, is just getting everybody as close to being in that same pitch as possible and kind of letting that organically flow. I don't think it's realistic to say that we'll all be able to sing, right? Like no person's family system is 100% perfect. We're not always going to be singing together in harmony. And how do you find that balance?
That's the first time I've heard it said that way, and I really like that.
Really?
It really lines up really nicely with what you do. I thought that was perfect.
Thank you. If someone
wanted to access Lily Consulting, how can they get in touch with you?
The best way to find me is just my website. It's www.lily-consulting.com. Pretty transparent, black and white, all info that you'd need is on the website. And then my phone number is on there as well. So
wonderful. Yeah. Joanna, thank you so much for taking time.
Gina.
It was nice to get to know you.
You too. Appreciate it.